For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. Californians who are eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine have a new way to find out where they can get their shots. KVCR's Megan Jamerson has more on a new tool from Facebook.
Available in 71 languages, the Vaccine Finder tool, built in partnership with Boston Children's Hospital, helps people find vaccination sites close to where they live. The map includes hours of operation, contact info, and links to make appointments. Facebook will promote the tool to users who are eligible for the vaccine based on their profile information. Facebook also launched a vaccine trends dashboard to provide real-time data on vaccinations and a live display of how vaccine information is being spread on social media. According to a release, this is all part of Facebook's goal of helping vaccinate 50 million people against COVID. Megan Jamerson, KVCR News.
California state lawmakers are bringing back a proposal to strip the badges from police officers who commit crimes or misconduct. Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon reports.
California is one of only four states that doesn't have a process to decertify so-called bad apple cops. Democratic State Senator Stephen Bradford says that should change.
These are officers who have abused their authority and violated public trust. And we all agree they must be held accountable.
His bill would let the commission that oversees California's police training to investigate officers who engage in misconduct and strip them of their badges. Advocates say that would prevent officers from bouncing between departments. The state's largest police union says while it agrees with Bradford's intent to hold officers accountable, it can't support the bill as written. Bradford ran a similar measure last year in the wake of nationwide racial justice protests, but the legislative session ended before it could get a vote. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
Riverside County has moved back into the less restrictive red tier of the state's coronavirus reopening plan, paving the way for a resumption of indoor dining and other loosened restrictions today. The revised qualifier for red tier status is an average daily infection rate of 10 per 100,000 population, and Riverside County logged 6.1 per 100,000 residents, down from 8.3 per 100,000 last week, according to data released Tuesday by the California Department of Public Health. Beginning today, indoor operations will be permitted to resume at restaurants, gyms, zoos, museums, movie theaters, places of worship, and other facilities with capacity restrictions. Under the red tier classification, restaurants and movie theaters may return to indoor operations up to 25% of capacity, or 100 people, whatever's fewer. Museums, zoos, and aquariums may return indoors up to 25% capacity as well. Gyms and fitness centers return indoors up to 10% capacity. In addition, retail stores and shopping malls may increase capacity to 50%. Public middle and high schools will also be permitted to resume in-person instruction, given they have approved safety plans to do so. The California Highway Patrol and municipal law enforcement agencies throughout Riverside County will be on the lookout today for motorists who attempt to try their luck driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs while celebrating St. Patrick's Day. Officials noted that not only alcohol, but cannabis and prescription drugs can impact a motorist's driving. According to the CHP, last year on St. Patrick's Day, 31 people were injured in DUI crashes statewide. In 2019, 7 died and 116 were injured because of intoxicated driving, according to statistics. In the CHP's jurisdictions, 67 people were arrested on suspicion of DUI during St. Patrick's 2020. Nationally, there were 337 fatal alcohol-related wrecks on St. Patty's 2020, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Shereen Awad, KVCR News.